Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Guten Tag. The mitzvah of challah appears in the Chumash. It's one of the mitzvahs HaTlius Baaretz, one of the agricultural mitzvahs in Min HaTorah. It only applies in Eretz Yisrael. And it's only midirabbanon that they were machmed to apply it even in Chutz Laaretz. It doesn't really look like a mitzvah HaTlius Baaretz. The Gemara points out that there are two differences between Chala on the one hand, and Shumas and Maisus and Lekhet Shikrat Pei HaShmita B'Yevel on the other hand. When they crossed over the Yarden in the days of Yishur Ben-Nun, the Kedusha Sa'aretz only took effect after the first 14 years. They needed Shevish HaKobshu. It took 7 years till they conquered all of Eretz Yisrael. They were Lamed Aleph Malachim. Eretz Yisrael is a centrally located country. It links together Europe, Asia, and Africa. So all the nations of the world at that time, 31 kings, wanted to have a share in Eretz Yisrael to control all the three continents, Europe, Asia, Africa. So they had conquered the Sheba Umas who lived in Eretz Yisrael with the Lamed Aleph Malachim who had palaces in Eretz Yisrael. So during the first, so it took 7 years to conquer Eretz Yisrael. That's what it says in Tanakh and Sefer Yehoshua. Then it took 7 years till they divided Eretz Yisrael. They had to make chalukah l'shvatim, chalukah l'mishpachas, and then chalukah l'yichidim. So the Gemar HaKibush was after 14 years. The kibush itself was 7 years, and the chalukah was the Gemar HaKibush, another 7 years. So the first Shemitah was year number 21, and the first Yovel was year number 64, because the first 14 years didn't count. But Chala, they were mechuyev in Bevayachem al Haaretz. When they entered Eretz Yisrael, the first 14 years, they were already mechuyev in Chala. That's on the one hand, that the Chiyev Chala said in earlier. On the other hand, the Gemara says in Ksubis and Avchav Bey, second Perek Nisawi Paskin, Tulushainis in the Gemara, so we Paskin that the whole Baisheni period, because when they came back from Golus Bovel, after the 7 years of Golus Bovel, they returned, there was a lack. There was no bias kulchem. So the Gemara says, even if one were to assume that Trumas Maises Bizman Baisheni was the Araisa, that's a question in the Gemara. The Rambam holds that the Gemara says in a lot of places, Truma Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon. Why is Truma Bizman Hazeh the Rabbanon? So the Rambam writes that Truma Bizman Hazeh, Afilu Bizman Baisheni, was only with the Rabbanon. That's how the Rambam holds. And others disagree with the Rambam, that Truma Bizman Baisheni was the Araisa. So it's Tulushainis and the Gemara and Ksubis and the second parak, Dav Chav Beis. So the Gemara says, even if one were to hold that Truma Bizman Hazeh is the Araisa, in Shulchan Aruch we pass on like the Rambam, that Truma Bizman, Afilu Bizman Baisheni, was only the Rabbanon. But Chala, so the Gemara says that even if one were to assume that Truma Bizman Hazeh is the Araisa, Chala is only the Rabbanon because it was a lack of Bias Kulchem. There was a lack of Yaskom. So on the one hand, you have a Chumra, that the Chiyuv Chala began right away, Mishenichna Yisrael Oretz, the first 14 years. Unlike Trumas and Maisa, Shmita V'Yoyva Lekid Shikhope, that the mitzvahs only began in the 15th year, after the 14 years were up. And on the other hand, Chala is more kal, that you need Bias Kulchem, and by Sheni, there was no Bias Kulchem, because the Pasuk is Bevayachem. So these are the two differences between, but still it's considered a mitzvah playboards. And it really doesn't depend, that's a Mishnah in Chala, it really doesn't depend where the Tvua grew. It depends where the Lisha took place. Where do you, if you have grain that grew in Chutz Laaretz, but you make flour, Eretz Yisrael a lot of times imported, used to import, I don't know if they still do, they used to buy a lot of grain from America. The din is if you drink wine, if you drink Israeli wine, you say the bracha achrona, you say al haaretz al pri gafna. Or if you have peres that grew in Eretz, you say the bracha achrona al haaretz val pereseho. What if you have cake or cookies that came from grain that grew in Eretz Yisrael? So most of the, in achronim it's a machloikis, rishonim also, most of the rishonim say that you do say al haaretz val michyasa. But a lot of times when you eat cookies in Eretz Yisrael that were manufactured in Eretz Yisrael, you don't know whether they made the cookies in Eretz Yisrael. It does mean that it was made from grain that grew in Eretz Yisrael. Could be it was American grain that they sold to Eretz Yisrael, and then they made cookies, then they sold it back to America. So that's why the common practice is that if you eat cookies that you bought from Eretz Yisrael, you don't say, Al-Horetz v'al-Mechiyosa, even though a lot of Rishonim say you should, because we're not so convinced that the grain grew in Eretz Yisrael. Could be that it's grain from Chutz Laaretz. So the din by Trumas HaMaisis, it depends where did the Tvua grow. The Chiyuv Trumas HaMaisis, but again, Techala, it's a Machlokes HaTanaim and the Mishnah, and we paskana, it doesn't depend where it grew, it depends where the Lisha takes place. If the Lisha takes place in Eretz Yisrael, even though you used Tvua from Chutz Loretz, you're Chayiv and Chala. And if the Lisha took place in Chutz Loretz, even though it's Tvua from Eretz Yisrael, you're not Chayiv. So it's very different from a normal mitzvah hatliya ba'aretz. So bizman hazeh, we live in chutz lo'aretz. So bizman hazeh, the hafrashas chala v'chutz lo'aretz is a chumra on top of a chumra, because chala in eretz itself is only midirabbanan, because it was a lack of bias kulchem in the bayisheni. Chutz lo'aretz is only gzeira otu eretz, because the Tosfos says in kiddushin the end of the first pair, because it doesn't look like a mitzvah pleibah. If it depends where the lisha took place, it should really be a chavis gavra, shouldn't be a mitzvah pleibah. But that's the din, that it is considered a mitzvah pleibah. So because chalas chutz lo'aretz is the rabbanon on top of it, the rabbanon, so the gemara in b'cheres daf chav zayin has a whole list of kulas. One of the specific kulas that the gemara singles out is echa b'holach v'acha kach mafrish. Let's say I buy cake and cookies from a bakery. Years ago, when I was growing up, this was very common in New York. There were bakeries that the religious people had a bakery. They were careful about the mitzvahs. Everything was kosher, but they weren't mafish challah. They thought afrashas challah is only, some of them thought afrashas challah is only on challah that you make for Shabbos. Others thought afrashas challah is only on bread, not on cake and cookies. They're both wrong. The din of Rosh's challah depends. Hay b'chochem elechem ha'aretz. Min ha'aretz only eretz Yisrael. Min the rabbanon see mechutz l'aretz. Anything that's called lechem. So cake and cookies. If you eat a ton of cake and cookies, then the din is you have to wash and say al netilas yadayim and hamoitzi, and you say al bichas hamazon. If you eat a little bit, cake and cookies is a subcategory of lechem. It's called pas haba'o b'kisnin. It's a pas that's usually eaten as a snack. So if you eat it as a snack, it doesn't have a tzuras hapas. If you eat it as a snack, then you say mezainis, and you don't wash on the tilas yadam, you don't bench bechaz amos, and say ala michya. If you kaveh suda, then it becomes amoitzi. So that's what the sometimes you say mezainis, let's say you have a Wheaties, or you have wheatina, or farina, or oatmeal cereal, something like that. That's, you never say amoitzi on that, even if you eat a ton of wheatina. It's not, it's, there is no tzuras hapas. There are two dinim. Tosfos points out there are two dinim of tzuras hapas. Sometimes the tzuras hapas determines whether it's called lechem or not. If it's liquidy, or if it's tiny particles, let's say Cheerios or Wheaties. The pashta says, even if you eat a ton of Wheaties, you don't say hamoitzi. It's always mezainis. It has to have a loaf shape, even if, cookies, crackers, has a little bit of loaf shape. So the two dinim of tzuras hapas. One din, if it doesn't have tzuras hapas, then it's mezainis. But as tzuras hapas, then it's always hamoitzi. Then there's another tzuras hapas. Does it have a loaf shape? Can you ever say hamoitzi on it? So wheatina farina, something like that, doesn't have a tzuras hapas at all. So that's not even a subcategory hapas. That's not pas habo b'kisnin. That's mezainis. So the only time you chayv and chala, if the thing is v'ebachochem elechem ha'aretz, if it's either hamoitzi, or if it's a mezainis that could turn into a hamoitzi. If it's a subcategory of lechem, has to be from the chameshes mini dogan, because it's only called lechem if it's something which is theoretically boli dechimutz. Matzah is also lechem, lechemoni, but it has to be lechem. So it has to be a solid shape. Let's say the sfardim say mezainis, on many Sfardim say mezainis on matzah all year long. They only say hamoitzi on Pesach night to the Seder because they consider that a kviya suda. So the question is, when you make an eruv chatzeris for the building or for a neighborhood, and you put away a box of matzahs that some you have to rent from the chief of police or the mayor, whatever, you have to rent representing all of the nochem who live in the area, and then you have to put away a box of matzahs, a lechem, you have to put away bread that's owned b'shutfas by all of the Shomer Shabbos who live in the area. And that's takana shleim ha'melech, that you're not allowed to carry any rishus ha'yachid where different people have different apartments and have a chatzah that they all use together. So you need any uvi chatzeris. So you can only use lechem shemarachem olav hamoitzi. The Mishnah says bakol miyarvin, you can use anything for eruvin that goes eruvi trumin, to be allowed to go chutz l'trum. So you can use a container of gefilte fish or vegetables or other food. But for eruvi chatzeris purposes, you need davke lechem shemarachem olav hamoitzi. So according to this Sfardim, how is any erev good? It's not mevarachem olav hamoitzi. They say bari mini mizaynus hamatzi. The answer is no. If they also agree, if you kaver suda, then it would be hamotzi. So that's an indication that the matzah is a subcategory of lechem. And the Gemara says like that. There's a certain kind of a cake that's pasabah b'kistin. If you kaver suda, then it's good. Then you say hamotzi. So the Gemara says, therefore, u'me'arvim bo, therefore you may use it for eruv v'chatzir. So the same thing over here. If it's either lechem mamish or pasabah b'kistin, a subcategory of lechem, if you would eat enough of it, you would say hamotzi. Then it's called pasabah b'kistin. Then it's chayv and afrosh eschal. So cake and cookies are also pipashtas chayv and afrosh eschal. There's a problematic aruch hashulchan who says not so. So that's a difficult aruch hashulchan. But the pashtas and all the rishonim is not like in pashtas is not so. Yeah, how much do you have to have? You just make a little bit. You're not chayv and challah. So the Gemara says isas midbar. Isas midbar. Oymar la gulgulis. How much one came down in the midbar for each, let's say if you had a husband and a wife, they had 9 children. So when the husband would go collect the mon, he would find lohedef hamarba bahamamet lohechsir, whether you took more than you thought you're going to need or less. It always turned out to be exactly the amount. Oymar la gulgulis. And Oymar, every single day they had to go. They couldn't take twice as much today and not go look tomorrow. Every day they had to go pick up the mon, and that was exactly Oymar per person. So that's how much you need to be chayv and chalom. So how much is that? So the Malach HaShloima is one of the commentaries printed on the bottom of the page of the Big Mishnah. It's by Sfardi from several centuries ago. So he points out that the word chalom, ches lamed hei, is a gematria of mem gimel, 43. So the shir chalom is mem gimel beitza mechaymish beitza. It happens to turn out like that. The word chalom really doesn't, we say Hareza Chala Lashem. We're Mafrish Chala. That's a Yiddishism. That's a slang. The Mishnah is called Chala. People are Mafrish Chala. Strictly speaking, in Chumash, the word Chala means dough. The raw dough is called Chala. When you're Mafrish Chala in biblical Hebrew, that's called Mafrish Truma. Tarima Truma Lashem. So that's a machlokes. What's the Nusach HaBrocha that you recite? So the Mechaber writes, Rabbi Yosef Kai writes in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the principle of the Avudram, that the brachas should always be in biblical Hebrew. So in biblical Hebrew, you don't say l'hafish challah. A challah is the dough, the raw, the whole batch of dough. You should say l'hafish truma, alaf rashas truma. And the Rama writes that by the Ashkenazim, the meaning was that they said l'hafish challah, l'hafish challah min ha'isa. Two versions, but more correct would really be to follow the Avudram. We assume the principle of the Avudram that all the brachas are supposed to be in biblical Hebrew. They quote from the Vilna Goyen, a mocker from the Mishnah to that yisoid of the Avudram, that all the brachas should be recited in biblical Hebrew. The Mishnah in brachas has a machlekes hatanoim. So the Chachamim say that all vegetables are berik b'hadoma. And one Tana, Reb Yudah, disagrees that if it's green vegetables, then you say bari minid deshoim. You say, yeah, you need pirut. We paskin, you need pirut. You don't just say shakal on everything. They say, but the evidence said shakal yeyotze, even on pas v'yayin, on anything. Well, l'chatchila, you're supposed to have pirut. You're supposed to say bari pirut, and bari piadam, and bari minim zaynis, and bari piagofen, and amotzi lachman horis. And if it's none of the above, then you say shakal. But you don't just say shakal on everything. So the Mishnah quotes Reb Yudah that you even need pirut within the vegetables, a lot of pirut. So Reb Yudah says, al ha'yirokas, if you're eating green vegetables, I'm a bar mini dishoim. So they quote from the Vilna Gaon, why does it switch the language? Al ha'yirokas, let it say, al ha'yirokas, I'm a bar mini yirokas. So let it say, al ha'dishoim, I'm a bar mini dishoim. So the Groa is quoted as having said, because in Mishnaic Hebrew, green vegetables are called yirokas. And in biblical Hebrew, green vegetables are called dishoim. So the Mishnah is written in Mishnei Kibbutz and says, if you're eating Yerukas, you say Bari Mini Dishoim. So it's a Beferish and Mishnah that the bracha should be in biblical Hebrew. That's the Yisoid of the Avu Dram. The Taz brings a riot to that Yisoid from the Mishnah. And the Dorim also like that. The Netziv, interesting. The Netziv, that's the whole theme of the whole Sefer Avu Dram. Avu Dram was a late Rishon, early Achron. So he gives you the mocker for every phrase in the Siddur and every phrase in every bracha where it has a mocker in Tanakh to show that all of the tefillos and all the brachas are biblical Hebrew. The Netziv, in his commentary on the Shiltas, rejects the whole Sefer. He rejects the whole premise of the Avu Dram. It brings a rai from a sugya in brachas about when the Gemara talks about Bari Min and Mizoinus. So he says, from the Gemara would appear that it doesn't have to, it could be Baloshim Dani Adam, just like Minadurim Halacha Haloshim Dani Adam. So the same is, but brachas also can be Baloshim Dani Adam, but we usually assume not so. So that's why more correct would really be, like the Mechaba says, that the Nusach HaBracha shouldn't be La'afrish Chalam and Uisa, it should really be Al'afrash HaStruma. So again, so what is the Shir Chala? So the minimum amount of flour that you mix with water has to be Mem Gimel Beitzim V'chaymesh Beitza. That's the Gematria. Ches Lamed Hey is 43. So Mem Gimel Beitzim V'chaymesh Beitza. How does it, how much did that turn out to be? So before Rav Moshe Feinstein came from Russia to New York City, so the big Pesach in New York and America used to be Rabbi Henkin. Rabbi Henkin printed then that it's roughly speaking between 3 and 5 pounds of flour. Slightly less than three, maybe also, but that's what he said. 3 pounds of flour, you mafrish challah without a bracha, and if you have 5 pounds of flour, then you mafrish challah with a bracha. Because of this suffix, how much does it turn out to be? How do you translate that? Mem gimel beitzim, chamish beitzim. The Mishnah has a din in Mishnah's Chala, it's for Prokem. Mishnah has a statement, and the Bar Tanur points out that the Yerushalmi quotes a Braisa that disagrees. Machlekes HaTanoim. In order to have Mem Gimel Beitzim, Chemish Beitzim, Metzuref Yachad, so what's Metzarefit together? If you mix a little bit here, a little bit there, so that's not Metzarefit together. So you do Alisha, everything is all connected. So does the Alisha have to, the thing that's Mechaber, has to be Dafke, one of the Zion Mashkim, Yad Shoch Adam, Oichel, there are four things, there are four categories of things that are Mekabel Tuma, or the Mekelem Ochlem Mashkim. So Oichel is only Mekabel Tuma, Kiuta Mayim Al Zera. If it was rinsed off, let's say you have an apple that grew on a tree, so it rained on it a lot when it was attached to the tree. But when it's Mechubel Akark, it's not Mekabel Tuma, and it's not Mekabel Hechsher. So it has to rain on it, or the owner has to be pouring water. He has to be happy that someone washed off his apples after they were detached from the tree. So that's called Hechsher Mashkim. So there are seven Mashkim with the Rosh HaTevis at Yad Shoch Adam. So those are the Zayin Mashkim that are Machsher Lekabel Tuma. So there's a Machlokes HaTanaim. So there's a din in Kabbalah's Tumah. Let's say you have a long Italian bread. So Adonim Tami touches one end of the bread. So if you have an apple is a natural item and the Adam Tami touches one, and the apple was washed off. So the Adam Tami touches one side of the apple. So the whole apple becomes Tami. It's one unit. You have a piece of meat, you have a piece of fish. So that's the way the meat grew. It's one piece. So there's a klal, maga be miksasa ke maga be kulo. What happens if you have a bread? So the bread is made from flour that holds together. So do you say it's one unit or not? So that's a machlokes HaTanaim. So one Tana holds that you have to have dafke, that it's mechuber, the thing that's mechaber is one of the Zayin Mashkim. If you have May Paris, which is not from the Zayin Mashkim, orange juice, apple juice, or something like that, not from the Zayin Mashkim, so the one Tana is of the opinion that that's not mechaber. And machlokes HaTanaim, whether May Paris is mechaber. So the same machlokes, whether you apply magabim with sosek and magabim kulaf, Adam Tommy touches one end of the Italian bread, whether the whole bread becomes Tommy or not, if the bread was kneaded with water, so water or dew is one of the Zayin Mashkim. But if it was kneaded with any mashka other than kneaded with May Paris, that's a machlokes. So the same machlokes over here, would it be chayev in challah? You have to have mem gimel beitzim and chamish beitzim mitzuref yachad. So the other are me peris mechaberana. So that was a machlekes hatanoim. Then it was a machlekes in the days of the early rishonim, and then in the days of the later rishonim, they already forgot that this was argued out how to paskin in the days of the early rishonim. So the later rishonim had a machlekes all over again. The Oz Haruah quotes this. The historical background: the Oz Haruah is the Rebbe of the Maharam Rutenberg. Maharam Rutenberg was the end of the Bali HaTesis period. The Oz Haruah lived in Vienna. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Oz Haruah, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Sirlion. And Maharam Rutenberg was the Rebbe of the Rosh and the Mordechai Nagos Maimon, the end of the Tkufas Bali HaTesis. So this is one of the Professor Kanefogel published an essay where he quotes more than 10 cases where the Shulchan Aruch quotes that the Maharam Rutenberg recommended you should do things in such a way to satisfy all the opinions. That was the contribution of the Hasidic Ashkenaz into Psak Halacha. Until that period, the Ashkenazim followed their Psak and the Sfardim followed their Psak. And then the Hasidic Ashkenaz, that was the end of the period of the Bali HaTesis, introduced this strain into Psak Halacha. You should do things in such a way to satisfy as many opinions as possible. Even though we have a Psak, we pass the Ashkenazim, follow the Psak of the Ashkenazim, and the Sfardim follow the Psak of the Sfardim. You should try to do it in such a way. So this is quoted from the Maharam Rutenberg. When you make a cake and you're using May Paris, make sure you mix in enough water that you would have been able to do the Lisha without the May Paris. You would have been able to do the Lisha with the water. So it's Vadai Chayiv and Chala, because it's not right. It's going to be a machlekes harishanim and a machlekes hatanam where it's chayv and chalo. So you'll have to be mafish chalo to take off the isa tevel, but it'll be a machlekes whether you say a brocha or not. If you're not chayv and chalo, the suffix, whether it's an isa tevel, so you want to be machmer, so you want to be mafish chalo. But if you're not machuiv and chalo, so you can't say a brocha. So that's not right to do a mitzvah and not say a brocha. So that's what the Maharam Rutenberg recommended. You should always mix in so much water to make sure that you could have done the Lisha without the May Paris. That's the same Maharam Rutenberg is the one who recommended the second night of Rosh Hashanah. There's a machlokes in the Rishonim where they say Shachyonu, because it's a Kedusha Acha Yom Arichta. It's one big Kedusha that goes to both days. Unlike every other Yantam Shena Shal Goliath, that is two Kedushas. So every other Yantam Shena Shal Goliath and Chutz Lords, you say Shachyonu on the second night. Maybe yesterday Sveika Yom, and maybe yesterday was Erev Yantam, maybe today is Yantam. So that's why we say Shachyonu on the second day. But the second night, Rosh Hashanah, the first day was Rosh Hashanah, for sure. It's a Yom Arichto. So that's why there's a Machlokes, but they say Shachyonu on the second night. So the Maharam Rutenberg came up with this idea, we should, to satisfy the both opinions, we should have a pre-chodesh or a beged chodesh, so the Shalchiyana won't be a brachal of Atolam. Okay, so Rabbi Professor Kanefogel wrote a whole essay where he collected another 8 cases at least. I think he told me he has more than 10 cases that he quoted where the Shulchan Aruch quotes these psharis of the Maharam Rutenberg to do the mitzvahs in such a way to satisfy all the opinions. Mishkan Es Yankiv had a correspondence with the Beis Ephraim, who was from Galicia. He was the businessman from Brod, who became more famous than the rabbi at that time. The rabbi wrote the Sefer Levar Yechulin, which used to be a big classic. Now, after Rab Chaim developed his Derech Halim, so hardly anybody looks in the Levar Yechulin, but it's a very good Sefer. So the Beis Ephraim had a correspondence with the Mishkan Es Yankiv about a Reuven in general, about making a Reuven in all the cities. So Rab Chaim Zalman Margolius, from Galicia, they were making a Reuven in all the cities, and in Lithuania they were hesitant. They weren't so keen about making the Reuven. So the Mishkan Es Yankiv, in the middle of his tshuva, has this as a footnote that this idea, that this theme that was introduced by the Hasidic Ashkenaz to try to satisfy all the opinions. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote between 10 and 15 cases from the Maharam Rutenberg, but the Mishnah Berurah took that and he multiplied it by 1,000. So every other page in the Mishnah Berurah, he tells you in the tiny letters and the Bir Halacha how to do the mitzvah in such a way to satisfy all the opinions. Do it like this, so for sure you're yotzei the mitzvah. That's a new strain in Psak Halacha. Yeah. So again, the din is that matzah has to be lechem also. It's not chimutz, but it has to be something that's bolei de chimutz. In that condition, bolei de chimutz is a prerequisite in order to be called lechem. So only the Chameshis Mini Dogan. How did the Tanoim figure this out? It sounds like from Yerushalmi, by experimentation. They took different flours and they mixed it with water. And they said, the Chameshis Mini Dogan, wheat, barley, oats, rice, spelt, and so on, these are the Chameshis Mini Dogan. What about Orez V'doichen? So that was a Machloikis, Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri Nachachomim. And Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri's opinion has not been accepted. We assume that Orez V'doichen, rice, is not Bolei Dechimutz. The Gemara has a little bit that if you eat rice, if you eat oriz, that's a question. What is oriz? Is oriz rice or dechen is rice? So Tosfos has two shitas. Today, we assume everybody, you ask any Puerto Rican in the neighborhood, they all know arroz is rice. You ask any Arab in any Arab country, everybody knows arroz is rice. So the Pashtus is that Tosfos wasn't sure. They didn't have any Puerto Ricans in the neighborhood. They didn't have any Arabs in France and Germany. But now that we know, oriz is rice, right? Rav Soloveitchik used to say, no, you can't reconstruct the Masorah if you don't know what the word means. You can't, even though you can look in a dictionary of Spanish or look in a dictionary of Arabic and you can ascertain that oriz is rice. We don't follow that. We don't have a Masorah, so it's a Sfeika Adina. So you shouldn't say on rice, you shouldn't say Bari Min Mazon, you should say Shahakum. But most assume not so, that you can reconstruct the, even if you lost the Masor, you can reconstruct the, based on dictionaries. Okay. That's what Rav Al-Yashiv said. He didn't understand. That's what the Soloveitchik family quotes in the name of the Beis HaLevi. Since the Tchelis was lost, so we don't know what the Chalozin is, so you can't reconstruct the Chalozin by going the Radzina Rebbe went specially. Radzina is in Poland, so he's traveled specially to Italy because he heard that there was a big aquarium there and he was going to ascertain which of the sea creatures is the Chalozin Shein, and he decided. And they had a factory based on what he discovered there in Italy. They had a factory until the Second World War. They were making Chalozin, and tens and thousands of Jews, mainly Hasidim, in Europe were wearing Radzina Tchelis. So the Soloveitchik family says over the both the family in Eretz Yisrael and the family in America, they say that that the Beis HaLevi said you can't reconstruct the Masorah, even though they have archaeological evidence that this mollusk is the Chalozin. You can't reconstruct the Masorah, and the same thing, can't reconstruct the Masorah. What is Oris? The Tosfos says you only say Bari Min Mazonos of Bar Nefashos on Oris. So we assume oriz is rice. So they say, you know, we don't know. Tosfos is mesupik, we don't know. So you can't reconstruct the Masorah based on dictionaries or based on archaeology. So Rabbi Yashua said he didn't understand that version of what the Beis HaLevi said. There's a different version. The Radzina Rebbe printed several svarim. Shloshe printed three. Shloshe Sifrei Tchelis. Now they print all three together in one fat book. So one of the three books is the reactions of other contemporaries of his to his discovery of the Chalozin. So he has a letter there from he doesn't say who wrote the letter. The letter was sent to him by someone who was close to the Beis HaLevi. He writes a different version of what the Beis HaLevi said. That he determined, the Radzina Rebbe decided that it's the squidfish. So the Beis HaLevi argues, but the squidfish, his parents and his grandparents knew about this squidfish that it spits up black dye. So they knew about that and they never used it. So it's the fact that they knew about the existence of the fish and it has this black fluid in it and they didn't use it. It's like we have a Masorah that it's wrong. If you tell me some other fish and you'll explain to me why it got lost in the days of the Gaonim, I'll be the first one to go along with you. But you're telling me that it's a squidfish, as if we have a Masorah, that it's not correct. So that's totally not what the Soloveitchik family says over in the name of the Beis HaLevi. They say you can't reconstruct the Masorah based on archaeological evidence or based on other evidence. So that's a question. Anyway, so these are the Chameshis Mini Dogon, and the Yerushalmi asked the question, how could there be a Machloikas HaTanoim regarding Oriz V'Doichen, whether it's Bolei Dechimutz or not? Why didn't they experiment and find out? So the Yerushalmi answers this, that the Ramban in the beginning of Perek Eilu Treifas quotes this Yerushalmi. He asked the question, how can there be a Machloikas on the first daf in Eilu Treifas with a Treifa Chaya, Treifa Ein Achaya? That's the all the yeshivas today know that assumption from the Ramban. It doesn't make sense to have a machlekes tanoim or a machlekes amorai, machlekes and mitzias. Why don't you experiment to find out? Why don't you find out what the fact, whatever can be experimented and ascertained? So it doesn't make sense to have a machlokes. So that's what the Ramban quotes this Yerushalmi in Chala. How can you have a machlokes hatanaim? Where the Oris is bole de chimutz, does make sense to have a machlokes hamitzia. So the Yerushalmi answers that they did experiment and they saw the results of the experiment. And that's, they argued, where do you draw the line? When is it called sir choin and when is it called chimutz? But it does make sense to have a machlekes, whether a machlekes and mitzias that you can ascertain. Yeah, there is a question that we always assume that the chameshim is being a dogan are wheat and barley, and then there are subcategories of wheat and some categories of barley. So that's the question. One of the chameshim is being a dogan is always assumed to be oats. Sheboil shul, we always translate as oats. So Professor Felix put out a book on the animals in Tanakh and another book on the vegetables in Tanakh, the fruits and the vegetables in Tanakh. So in his book, he claims that oats is really a vegetable. He says it's not at all grain. It's not bole de chimutz at all. The thing is that the American and Israeli oats are already mutated. So it's so similar to wheat. So it is bole de chimutz, but British oats, people who are allergic to gluten and they need gluten-free food. So on Pesach night, they use matzahs that are baked with British oats. Why British oats? Why not Israeli oats or American oats? The answer is American oats, Israeli oats are already a different strain of the oats. So it's more similar. It's like a subcategory of wheat. But the British oats are the original British oats and they have no gluten. They have no gluten in it. So they're not allergic to that. So that's a question. Is it really from the Chameshis Mini Doga, the Pashta, or it has so little gluten, whatever the story, has so little gluten, it could be it's not Bola Dechimut. So that's really a question. That's really a question. The people who are allergic, sometimes it can be extremely dangerous for a person who's allergic to this to have gluten. So they'll eat the matzahs made from the British oats, but it's a question whether it's right to say hamoitzi, whether it's right to say anatilis edayim, and whether it's right to say birchas hamos. And so they should really listen to someone else say the bracha. It's really all besafik, the question of besafik. Yeah, when Kahati put out his mishnayos, so the chief rabbi was Rabbi Unterman, and Eretz Yisrael Unterman was a very big talmid chacham. He learned by Rabbi Shimon Shkop in the early years. Shimon was a rebbe for Rosh Yeshiva over 50 years. So Rabbi Unterman learned in the early years. When they put out the Sefer HaYovel, when Shimon Shkop was a rebbe for 50 years, so the talmidim prepared in advance, they put out a sefer in honor of the jubilee, the 50th year. So all the Talmidim wrote about the different kufas. They wrote about the Rebbe, about the Shir, about the community, about the yeshiva. Rav Unterman also wrote about the early years. And other people wrote, the other people were young enough to be the grandchildren of the Talmidim who learned 50 years before. My father-in-law wrote, he was from the later Talmidim of Rav Shimon Shkop. So Rav Unterman told Kahati that he should put in this comment from Felix, that it's questionable whether oats is really from the Chameshis Mini Dogan. So others were upset why he wrote why he quoted that. Rav Soloveitchik was very upset. They say the stipler was very angry. Why did he quote such a thing? Our tradition has it that it's oats. But it's really questionable. One of the Rabbanim in Manchester put out a Sefer Mekor HaBrocha about the different brochas on different foods. So he says that oats is a question, but it's really from the Chameshis Mini Dogan. That's British oats. Some American oats is bole de chimutz. American oats and Israeli oats are bole de chimutz. They said they showed Rav Al Yashiv, they mixed oatmeal with water in it, and they were watching it rise, and Rav Al Yashiv said that it's bole de chimutz. It is called chimutz, because they showed him Israeli oats. If they would have shot in British oats, that's the whole shaila is on the British oats because it has so little gluten, it has no gluten at all. That's the shaila. There is a din that hafroshes trumas and maisus and hafroshes chala as well has to be min hamukav, has to be nearby. How close does it have to be? What your mafresh as chala has to be close to what becomes mutter when you're removing the isa tevel. So how close does it have to be? So the Vilna Goyen writes in the Bir HaGro on Hilchas Chala that Bedin Zeh and this Tapcho Kamoy, all of the Rishonim got entangled in this issue, and he thinks that they didn't come up with the right pshat. And he says, based on Tosefta's and Yerushalmi's, that there are three klolim. He says, if you have two different things, two different piles of tvua or peris, if everything is in the same room, then it's called menamukat, even though they're not close to each other, and they don't have to be touching. What if the two batches of dough or the two piles of apples are in two different baskets in the same room? So then the baskets have to be touching to be considered menamukat. And if the containers are closed, not only is the food in two different containers, even if the containers are touching, but they're closed on top, then it's not... then it's not called mukaf at all. The din is lechatchila, it should be mina mukaf, but yevid the mukaf is not miyakev. The afrosh is chal even without. But the Gemara says it's not proper to be mafresh aloy mina mukaf. It's a din lechatchila. When you learn gittin daf lamed, that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosis regarding this din of mukaf, that it's only lechatchila. It's not miyakev b'yevid. Rashi holds the whole din lechatchila is only b'derabbanan because of a chashash. Tosis says no, it's a lechatchila. The Rashi learned that from the pasuk. The pasuk implies that it's a din lechatchila. According to Tosfos, there is a Tosfos in the end of Nidan, Daf Samach Vav on the base, but Tosfos points out that it doesn't make sense to have a lechatchila deraisa in the area of Issa v'Heter. You can only have a lechatchila deraisa if you're talking about a mitzvah. So you say there's a mitzvah b'shlei Musa to do the mitzvah like this, and if you do it like that, b'di'evad yoytzei the mitzvah shalom b'shlei Musa. Let's say you have tzitzis, you have tchelis and lovon. So b'di'evad, if you have lovon without tchelis, or tchelis without lovon, yoytzei b'di'evad the mitzvah shalom b'shlei Musa. That's why we said that the Beis Halevi says that one who only has lovon without tchelis and tchelis is available is in violation of Bal Tigra. Because, well, let's say you zorek the chatos, instead of doing zrik on the four karnas on his belt, you only do one zrik at b'di'evad. So we pass on like Pesila, one matone is enough, but the other, but Chatrid is supposed to do four zrikas. So the Mishnah gives that as an example of Baltigra. You're Mekai in the mitzvah, Shalom Bishlai Musa. So the same over here. Tosfos is of the opinion that this is Mukaf, as a din Chatrila de Raisa. Learned that from a Pasuk. So Tosfos obviously thinks that Afrosha's Trumas and Mises is a mitzvah. Could be that Rashi disagrees. Could be that Rashi holds Afrosha's Trumas and Mises is not a mitzvah. It's a matir. If you want to eat it, then you have to go through this Afrosha. If you're not interested in eating it, not. A lot of times in America, there's a surplus. They grow so much wheat that the government recommends they should throw a ton of wheat into the ocean and not sell it. Because if you're going to sell everything in the marketplace, so the price of all the wheat is going to go down. If there isn't so much demand and there's so much more supply, then the price goes down. So that's why they dump tons and tons of tvua in America. So if they would do that in Eretz Yisrael, that's a shaila. Are you chayv in trumas and maisis? You harvested a lot of stuff, but you don't plan to eat it. You're going to throw it out in the garbage. So is that chayv in trumas and maisis? So that's a big machlokes. Is the Taz and the Magen Avraham in two different places. The Taz is Simen Aleph in Yeridei, and the Magen Avraham is Simen Ches, and Hilchas Tzitzis, and Orachayim. So that's the Achronim. If you look, the Marsham has a sefer called Das Torah, which has tons of Marmakaimus on Shulchan Aruch. So on that Taz, on Yeridei Simen Aleph, he quotes the Magen Avraham. Rabbi Kevega quotes the Magen Avraham also. Taz and the Magen Avraham disagree, and he shows that it's a major machlokes in the Rishonim, whether Hafroshes Trumas and Maisus is a mitzvah, even if you're not interested in eating it, or it's only a matir. So Tosfos seems befavorish to hold that it's a mitzvah. If it's only a matir, so what shech to say there's a lachatchila deraisa? So that's a din of mukav. The din of mukav is lachatchila. It's not miyakav b'riyevin. But the Gemara says it's highly improper to be mafresh aloy mena mukav, even though b'riyevin it will be chal. Yeah, what if a person baked a cake or cookies and it was mechuyev, he has a lot, and he's mechuyev to be mafresh chala, and he wasn't mafresh, he's going to be mafresh chala after he baked it. So everything is tevel, and the tevel has a blia into the kli. So then you're not allowed to bake anything else in that kli. A lot of times, what are you supposed to do with the chali after you're supposed to give it to the kohen, and the kohen should eat it. Or the kohen matome today. So the Gemara said, that's okay. If he's tomei meis, tumas meis, So that's not a tuma yotza lemigufa. He went to a funeral. He was makabel tuma mi bachutz. Zab zava balkeri nida yoledes. That's tuma yotza lemigufa. So chalas chutzlords. That's one of the many kulas listed there in Pcheres Zav Chav Zayin. Because chalas chutzlords says that the rabbanon on top of it. The rabbanon is manas. Yes, he have a lot of kulas. One of the kulas is that a tome is permitted to eat it unless he has a tuma yotza lemigufa. So kain kotnu is not even. Teisha Shani Vemech is not even 9 years old. He can't be a Balkari. The worst it can be is a Tomei Meis. So Tomei Meis is only Tumas Maga, so he's permitted to eat the Truma. So Bezman is there, coin cotton. The Gemara says, can eat Truma? Cotton means not before Bar Mitzvah. Cotton means before the age of 9, or coin Gadol. Coin Gadol does mean the high priest. It means a coin after the age of 9, who may be a Balkari, Biosa Bios, and may be a Balkari. But if Tova Lakerio, so then he's Tohar from the Tumas Balkari, he only has Tumas Meis, so then he's permitted to eat Chalas Chutzlars. The meaning is that we don't give the Shach quotes the Maharil. The meaning is that we don't give the Truma, we don't give the Chalat to the Kainim to eat, because Midirabbanan, there's a din like Minatora, a person comes and he says, I am a Kain, so he's Neman to say he's a Kain to get Truma, to get Pidyon Aben. And Midirabbanan, they made a Chumra that you have to have Hakarim and Piacherim. Someone else has to come and identify you as a kohen. If you come all on your own, you say, I'm a kohen. Some of the rabbanon, they're not supposed to treat you like a shid. They shouldn't give you the first aliyah. So, but the Gemara says, if you have a big shas hatchak, let's say the Nazis wiped out the whole village and I'm the only survivor. So what do you want me to do? I can't get anybody else to come. There's no one else who survived from my village. How can I get another person to say he remembers my father used to get the first aliyah and he knows my mother was not a grusha and he knew my parents? You can't. So if you have a big shas hatchak, then the din is that you revert back to the din there. I said that the person is neman al atzmo to say that he is a kohen. So the shach quotes the maril, but bottom line, since we, the Jewish people, since the Churban Bayis Sheni has gone through so many pogroms and so many different gzeiros, hashmad, and everything, so we are in violation of this din de rabbanan. So that's why we did away with the eating of the challah. So what do you do with the challah? So he's supposed to burn it. The Gemara has a lashon, kishem shemitzvah lisrif sakach mishenitmo kach mitzvah lisrif satruma shenitme. Some Rishonim hold that that's a mitzvah min haTorah. Taisus has a suffix. Taisus and Bamem Adlikin. Kishem, just like it's a mitzvah to burn, is a kochim shenitmu, that's a mitzvah min haTorah. Pigal noisa tam is a mitzvah min haTorah. Sarapta sanoisa be'esh, pigal noisa tam should be burned. Kach mitzvah lives, a truma shenitmu sounds like it's a mitzvah min haTorah. Then the other opinion in Taisus is no, kach mitzvah lives, is a truma shenitmu, it's a mitzvah de rabbonim. So he's supposed to burn the challah. So since bizman is there, if you give it to the kohen to eat, so you don't burn it. So the kohen eats it, but the minute by the Ashkenazim is maybe by the Sfarim they still eat truma. But the Shach quotes the Maharil, who lived in Germany, he writes all the Minhagim from the Ashkenaz. He says the minig is that we don't allow Kohanim to eat the challah b'zman hazeh, even though challah chutzlars is mutter misha ein atuma yotzal migufay. We don't allow them because of their self-identification. So since you're going to burn it anyway. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you don't need echad mechof dalet echad mimem ches. Usually it's supposed to be mafresh challah, 1 out of 24 units, or 1 out of 48 units if you're in business. It doesn't have to be mafresh on mechallah. So meikar adin, since you're going to burn it anyway, so it just has to be mafresh a kol shehu. Kritachas pateres kol akri, tiny little bit, that doesn't have to be 1/24th. And the minig is, the shakos minig is that you're mafresh a kazayis. Yeah. So the because you're going to burn it anyway. A lot of the women don't know, so they take the challah and they burn it on the baking tin, on the same baking tray that they're going to put the dough next time. So that's not right. It's going to before it gets burnt, it's going to cause a bliya of tevel or a bliya of challah to be nivla into the baking tin. So if the family is not kohanim, so then they're not allowed to. They shouldn't bake anything else on that baking tin the next day. So that's not right. You have to wrap it up and burn it separately. You don't burn it on the same tin. If you baked some dough without being mafresh challah in advance, so the bliya of tevel becomes nivla into the kedera. So after you baked it, then you're going to be mafresh challah. So the Mishnah says you can say, I'm mafresh the challah on the baked cake and cookies and on the bread. and the hafrasha should be chal to take up the iser tevel on the bliya and the pot also. The Mishnah says that that's legitimate to say that. Shaila is, what if the kli is an ena ben yomo? I baked the tevel 25 hours ago. After 24 hours, it's considered nosen tamal gam. So many rishonim hold nifsa me'achila, nosen tamal gam and nifsa me'achila. So then it doesn't make sense to say that you're going to be mafresh chala on the bliya. So then what do you say? But then there's a gzera de rabbanon, a gzera ena ben yomo, ata ben yomo, you have to kasher even a kli, she'ena ben yomo. So now you need libun. So that's a discussion. If it would have been ben yomo, you wouldn't have needed libun. If the pot would still be within 24 hours, you'd just be mafresh chala on the baked goods. He said, I want the hafrasha to be chal on the bliya too. So because it's ena ben yomo, so it's going to be more chomer than if it is ben yomo. So that's a discussion in the modern svar. Okay, there's much more to discuss in Hilchos Challah, but that's all for now. Okay, what's the topic for tomorrow? I forgot already. I'll have to take a look. Have a successful day. Do well on finals. We'll get together tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Okay.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you.
Rebbe, tomorrow.